I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Perhaps later you will be at the war memorial for the act of remembrance at 11 o'clock. Tradition that sprung up for over 100 years ago to one of those who have given so much for our freedom. But also we hope that through our remembering, we will learn to avoid confrontation and conflict that causes so much devastation and death in the world. Sadly, we're still hoping for that peace in so many areas. But today's readings encourage us to look at faith. Faith at what we believe and faith for where we get our help from. Our passage from Matthew's Gospel is after the Sermon on the Mount, and it's actually one healing, if you like, or two healings within a set of 10 spanning just a couple of chapters. It's a story of a resurrection from death and the restoration from a long-term condition, neatly interwoven by Matthew, but also recorded in Mark and Luke as the healing of Jairus' daughter. For the woman with the issue of blood of some 12 years, it's a demonstration of her faith, struggling with an affliction that would have kept her on the edge of society because of her uncleanliness. It is recorded that she had faith, that if she but touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be made well. She was persistent and knew from where she could get help and actively sought it in faith. It was in the reaching out and touching that healing came, not the passive thinking and reflecting. She needed to be pushing through the crowd to be close enough to touch Jesus himself. And so, in a simple touch, she solicited what must have been a heartwarming glance from the Lord himself, and the words, "My daughter, be of good comfort, your faith has made you well." And this, of course, interrupts the other miracle, the laying on of hands on the synagogue ruler's daughter who had died. And then there's no doubt about the resurrection miracle, as it is recorded on Jesus' arrival that mourners were in full flow of wailing and weeping. In seeking Jesus, the ruler also exercised faith, even if out of the desperation of a distraught father, and acts upon it by going to meet with Jesus, who he has no doubt heard has been performing healings and miracles. But one commentator suggests this was no dignified walk of a religious leader strolling through the streets to meet with Jesus, but more of a desperate dash and a falling at his feet and a pleading. And the word worship used in the King James Version I've just read comes from the Greek word proskuneo, to fall down, to kneel prostrate. But Jesus responds and goes to meet with the daughter. And in contrast to the calling of Levi just a few verses before, it's now Jesus who does the following as he trails behind the ruler back to his home. And it's recorded that Jesus reached out and took the dead girl by the hand, raising her back to life. As much as the ruler and the woman exercised faith, and that they both actively sought out Jesus, both miracles also demonstrate the authority of Jesus. Jesus broke through those social barriers of the time, being touched by an unclean hemorrhaging woman, and indeed himself touching the unclean dead girl. And by touch, Jesus healed an ailment of some 12 years for the woman and reversed the tragic loss of the life of a young girl, who Mark recalls, incidentally, was 12 years old. And Jesus called both the woman and the child daughter. And although they were of no real consequence in the society at the time, he embraced them openly and wholeheartedly into his family and the kingdom of God. So in seeking solutions for and answers to our difficulties and problems, these miracle stories show us we need faith and action to go and seek Jesus, for he alone has authority to bring about his kingdom, where there will indeed be no more death, where mourning and crying and pain will be no more. And in essence, that is what Paul is encouraging the Colossians to do in his letter. He gives thanks for them and for the faith that they received and that they live out in their lives fruitfully since the day they first heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. And in the subsequent letters, chapters of that letter, Paul warns and encourages the Colossians to rely solely in the supremacy of Christ. They were under illusion that help came from other sources and could supplement their spiritual knowledge and understanding. But Paul warned them against this. So let us too be wary and faithful when confronted with difficulty and challenge. Yes, let us take action to find solutions, but let us seek solutions supremely in finding Jesus and reaching out to him. And so perhaps later at the War Memorial or at home, in that 2-minute silence, as we give thanks and remember all those that have sacrificed and indeed still sacrifice so much for our personal freedom, let us also seek in faith to reach out and touch Jesus, to bring that reconciliation and peace between nations and people groups that seems so elusive when we seek this in our strength alone. Amen.